Alessi did that last year. She was one of our top runners in the secondary school, and she was a reserve for our relay team to the Pacific game last year. I mean, she's been on the radar for quite a while now, and since McAlessi's taken her on, she has improved a lot, and she has a very good prospect of winning the secondary school Coca-Cola game on the last week of this month. And her time of 12.3 seconds has really put her right up there as probably the fastest time so far this year. And because of that, she would be in the running for the Rio Olympics under the wildcard system.
So how does the wildcard system work? I understand there are two wildcard entries.
Yeah, the wildcard is, okay, if we don't have any qualified athletes in the male and female in the track, the wildcard only applies to the track events, then we will take the best athletes, best two male and female athletes that has been performing up to the standard recently. And in this case, we've got Eleanor. She's been performing pretty well. And Banuve. Hopefully, Banuve will achieve the qualifying standard. He's competing in Australia at the moment, and we're hoping that he'll qualify under the 200 meters. But if he doesn't, then under the wild card, he is our best choice as far as the male is concerned. And Alessi, as far as the female is concerned, she is our best choice at the moment.
When do Eunice and Cecilia have a chance to try and leapfrog back across to jump in front of Alessi?
They're competing, and the performances, the result that we have been getting from the States is not as encouraging or not as fast as what it used to be when they were in Fiji. So we're not very impressed with their current performance. Unless they can do a better time than Alessi, then they will be considered. But right now, Alessi, with the electronic time that we had for her on Saturday, really put her in the forefront for the World Cup.
And as you said, she has another chance at the Coca-Cola Games, but Benuve as well, he's at the Australian Championships this coming weekend.
Yeah, that's right. We've got till the 7th of July, the 7th, when we have the Micronesian game in Fiji, and that'll be their last opportunity to try and record a good time. Whether they qualified or if they don't qualify, the time is good enough to be considered for a wildcard entry.
Now, as president of Fasenok, how big a team does it look like you'll be taking to Rio at this point?
Well, at the moment, we're looking at about 80 athletes and officials. And to Rio, this is probably one of our most successful teams that we will ever take. The reason why I'm saying that is because of our seventh team. You know, we have high hopes that they'll probably win a medal, the seventh team, and our ladies' seventh team. Currently, they're on the top seven. Banuve, I would say, is in the top 20. We have a high jumper in the paralegic, who's currently in the top 8. And we're hoping that some of our athletes will come in the top 20. If that's the case, then this would probably be the best team that we would be taking to any Olympics. If we do win a medal, then that's the first time that Fiji has won a medal in the Olympics. I mean, everybody's pretty excited about the sevens. You know, they stand a very good chance, and you know, we hope that they continue with their performances, and we hope that they do go there and they not only win us a medal, but win us a gold medal. That's what we are hoping for.